Not only that, but each of the devotees were feeling this, that this is all we want, just to be with Krishna. Nanda Maharaj, he was an agriculturalist. He was thinking, we need rain. We have cows, we have crops. We're forest people. We need to have rain. So who's the man who's the person who supplies the rain? Indra. So we worship Indra every year. So they were about to do their worship. But Krishna was thinking, what is this? That ultimately, he was saying, as Maharaj said, Krishna staged this whole thing to destroy the pride of Indra, but he also did it also to establish exclusive worship upon himself. Nanda Maharaj and all his associates, the cowherd men and the residents of Vrindavan were thinking that if we don't do this puja to Indra, well, we're not going to be able to maintain our lives. But Krishna used so many different arguments. He actually took the role of an atheist and said, actually, you know, you just do your work, that's all. And everything is dependent on your work. If you don't do your work, you can't get the results. And if you do your work, the laws of karma provide whatever you need. So don't worry about this demigod who you think is supplying everything. Actually, his job is to supply the rain, and he supplies the rain even on the ocean, even on the rocks where there's no rain that's necessary. Actually, because we're agriculturalists, we should ultimately just worship the cows. The cows are our life. The cows give us everything we need for a livelihood. The bull tills the field. The cows provide milk and cow dung and so many nice things. And Govardhan Hill is providing so much grass and so many vegetables and fruits and nice fresh water streams and caves where we can relax. So many nice things. So let's worship Govardhan Hill and the cows, ultimately. And as Maharaj explained so clearly, that Krishna actually became Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is actually none different than Krishna. But at the same time, he's also Krishna. He's Krishna, he's non-different, and he's different, and he's non-different at the same time. A little history about Govardhan. Krishna said to Radharani, Radharani, I'm coming to this material world for my next leela, so you should come with me. And Radharani said, I'm not going unless Govardhan and Jamuna go also. Krishna said, they're already there. Who is Govardhan, actually? It says that the Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in one of his writings that when Krishna wanted to show his deep love and affection for Radharani, he manifested this heart from this mountain from his heart, which actually was Govardhan Hill. So actually, Govardhan Hill is non-different than Krishna. And when Krishna took the form of Govardhan Hill, he wasn't doing something different than what he usually is. So Govardhan Hill is Krishna, ultimately. And, of course, what was the main reason? There were so many reasons why Krishna staged this leela. But the main thing I would feel is that he wanted to establish exclusive dependence for his devotees on himself. In this world, we get dependent on so many things, and we think that these things will give us what we need in life. We're dependent on our husband and our wife, our job, our money, our car, our computer, our whatever else they're dependent on. And if these things somehow are not there, we feel there's some loss in our life. But one who actually understands what is the essence of everything we have, it's ultimately coming from Krishna. So if we're dependent on Krishna, everything else we have is actually simply a part of our relationship with Krishna. But we forget that dependence on Krishna, and we depend on so many other things. That's what the cowherd men were thinking. We simply have to offer our puja to Indra. But Krishna says in the Gita, really, over and over again, kamais tasta rita jnana papadyante na devataha, that those who worship demigods, who he uses a very strong word, they are less intelligent. Why? Because Krishna says that the demigods get their power from me. Whatever benefits the demigods give are ultimately coming to me. So Krishna wanted to help his family members and his dear devotees depend on him. And he really put them in a difficult situation. Imagine, they were at the verge of death. Indra became so insulted. Who is this talkative little boy? He just speaks so much. And he's really interfering with what's supposed to happen is my worship. As Maharaj was saying, pride. When pride means that you expect something from someone or some situation, and when you don't get it, you're unhappy because you think you are the center. Pride is just an element of thinking I'm the center. But when we understand that Krishna is the center, and we connect with Krishna in devotional service, then we can feel happy in that, and we don't depend on what happens or don't happen in other parts of our life. We're satisfied because of our relationship with Krishna. Indra was a devotee. Indra was not only a devotee, he actually worships the Lord. But because he had such a powerful position, he's the king of the devas. In that sense, he's responsible for managing the heavenly realm and making sure things go on. And so he gets caught up in his position and he forgets that he's ultimately dependent on the Supreme Lord for his power and for his ability and his intelligence. So being slighted in his service, he started to become very angry when Krishna started to... And the cowherd man said, yeah, Krishna, that's actually logical. What you're saying is, yes, we are forest dwellers. We should worship the cow. Let's do it. Let's have a big festival. Let's cook as many items as we can and offer it to the cows, to the brahmanas. Three things, cows, brahmanas, and to Govardhan Hill. And they had a big festival. And then after, as Maharaj described, was such a they offered so many wonderful preparations, and Krishna in the form of a hill. Krishna took the form of a hill just to receive the offerings of his devotees. Krishna likes to reciprocate with his devotees in loving devotional service. He's not interested in our material gifts, but we give material things as in a way to express our love. If we have something, we understand it's coming by way of Krishna. So let me offer something of what Krishna gives me back in devotion to him. And it's not so much the item, but it's actually the offering that Krishna, what we say, accepts. He accepts it, and what does he reciprocate? He reciprocates by giving us his association, giving us detachment from our material activities, our material attachments. And so he was accepting all these offerings in the form of a hill. And at one point, he gave everything back. So this is very important to understand. Whatever you give to Krishna, you don't lose. You give your time to Krishna, he gives you more time. You give your money to Krishna, he gives you more money. Yes? Yeah. We have examples of devotees in our society that the more money they give, the more they have to give. Because they're giving it to Krishna, and Krishna's just using it, saying, thank you very much. Now please, here's some more money to give. It's like Krishna gives you the money so you could give it back to him, and it's an opportunity to give your what you are connected with or what you're attached with as an offering to him. And then he gives you more. If you give your intelligence to Krishna, you get more. Whatever you give. And that was the whole scene, that they were giving their time, their energy, their faith. to go over Don Hill and offering nice, and the hill gave everything back. And that was called prasadam. And when Krishna, what we give to Krishna is bhoga, or an offering, and what we get back is prasadam. It's different. It actually becomes transcendental. It becomes transformed. And that's what gives us our happiness. The gifts that Krishna gives back, which is simply his way of exchanging love with his devotees. But Indra, he was really upset. He was beside himself. He was so angry. Now, he could have just made a little bit of a ruckus, but he was so angry that he tried to destroy not only Krishna, but the whole, all the residents of Vrindavan. Imagine how insulted he was. Here he was, not only going to retaliate, but retaliate in the way that he was going to kill everybody. Wow, that's a devotee? Ooh, he forgot himself. It's pride. Pride can get to the point where you lose all your intelligence. Pride is, the word pride in Sanskrit is madda, M-A-D-A. There's madda means madness. So pride is a form of madness because all pride other than the pride of being a devotee of the Lord, that is called spiritual pride. I'm proud because I'm Krishna's devotee. That's authorized pride or real pride. But all other forms of pride are illusion because they're based on the body and the body is not the individual. And so he became so angry. He was throwing these thunderbolts. Sometimes we say lightning bolts, but Prabhupada said thunderbolts. That was just a small one. We should do a real one. And it was raining and thunder. And it says that the land of Vrindavan was getting so high, no one could tell the water was getting so high, no one could tell the lowland from the highland. The cows were trying to protect their calves. The residents were trying to protect each other and their children. And then they realized, we can't save ourselves. What are we going to do? We're all going to die. So they said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, save us. It's nice when you get to that position. You might think, oh, wow, that's horrible, but that's nice. When you've got nothing else but Krishna, you just say, Krishna, and then Krishna's there. Have you ever been in this situation you're just like, you can't figure it out, nothing's going right, and then you think, all right, Krishna, I surrender. And then all of a sudden you feel like, man, it's not so bad. Krishna does that to his devotees just to get you to that point of saying, you can't do it, but I can. So depend on me. That's all. And so they did. And then when they did that, then Krishna, he was inside the house. And he came running out, saw the scene with Indra. And then Yogamaya gave him a little umbrella. No, not the shesh came out. And he ran. He didn't get wet. And he picked up the hill. He just held the hill up with his, not only with his left hand, but with his pinky. Why did he use his pinky? He could have used his right hand or just his whole left hand, but he used his pinky. Anybody know why? I'll tell you. Because he did that to show, hey, Indra, you think you're so great, but my pinky's better than you. Ultimately, I got more power in my pinky than you have in all of your entourage up there with all your associates. That's Krishna. Krishna's all-powerful. When we say all-powerful, we can't imagine what that means, but it means all-powerful. That means there's no power greater than Krishna, and there's nothing beyond Krishna's power. He can do anything. One time Prabhupada was talking about this. Krishna's all-powerful, he can do anything. And so one person in the audience thought they could ask a question. Swamiji, if Krishna's all-powerful, can he create a rock he can't lift? Now, that's a trick question. Can he create a rock he can't lift? Now, if you say yes, that means that limits his lifting power. And if you say no, that limits his creating power. So what do you think Prabhupada said? He said, yes, he can create a rock he can't lift, and then he'll lift it. Anyway, just to show you can't fool the spiritual master. So he was holding the hill up, and then he invited everyone to come. And they came with all their bullocks and all their paraphernalia and all their... Everyone, the cows, the calves, the residents, everything was underneath the hill. And it's explained that the hill was expanded by Krishna's touching, and it became a complete umbrella that covered the whole area of Vrindavan. The hill actually grew in size simply being touched by Krishna and allowing each of and all the residents there. What does that mean? That means that Krishna can give shelter to anybody in any situation. There's so many messages in this. And the main message is that just depend on Krishna in all circumstances. That's all. That's the only shelter. And Krishna wanted to establish that through this particular lila. And for 7 full days, he remained in that situation, just holding up the hill and smiling. And everyone was completely satisfied and completely dry. Indra's up there. He's still throwing thunderbolts and the hill's getting hit. But even Giddy Govardhan, the hill, was feeling ecstasy. Although it was being smashed by the thunderbolts of Indra, it was being touched by the little finger of Krishna. And it was feeling, as long as Krishna's touching me, I can take anything. When Krishna is with you, you have nothing to fear. When Krishna is not there, fear becomes prominent. Take shelter of Krishna in all situations. How do we do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has made it so easy to take shelter of Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna in His holy name. We come. Tomorrow, after the festival is over, keep it alive. Tell your friends about it. Remember yourself in your own life. Don't forget what it's like to associate with Krishna in His transcendental pastimes. When we're here tonight, we're actually associating or coming together with each other and with Krishna to take part in this wonderful pastime of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. And so for 7 days he held that hill up. And the gopis, some of the younger gopis, they had never seen Krishna. They were too small. And this was the first time they got darshan with Krishna. And they were so overwhelmed. It says they just couldn't take their eyes away from Krishna. Sometimes it says that the gopis, these are the elder gopis, they curse Lord Brahma. They say, Brahma, you don't know what you're doing. You can't create. You're supposed to be the creator, but you made eyes with eyelids. And we blink. And when we blink, we can't see Krishna. It's a problem. So therefore, actually, you're not qualified to be a creator. This is ecstasy, the love in ecstasy. They're actually feeling like that. It's not some eulogy or some exaggeration. They're thinking, if I can't see Krishna always, then what's the use of my existence? Have we come to that platform where Krishna is everything in our life? As we get older and things fall away from our life, you know, it's not, your wife is just not as beautiful as she used to be. And your husband is not so charming as he used to be. And the kids are not listening like they used to. So, you know, when they're not young, they're saying, oh, daddy, mommy. When they get older, I got my own life. So things change. It means that it's an opportunity to take more shelter of Krishna. So as life changes, our consciousness being should be, let me take more and more shelter in every situation. Just depend on Krishna. That's all. That's the ultimate principle of happiness. Just depend on Krishna for every situation. It may not come out exactly the way you want it to come out, but if you depend on Krishna, you're in the best possible situation. Because Krishna likes that. Not only does he like it, he wants it. Why does he want it? Because he knows that's where our success in life is to always depend on Krishna. And so for 7 days he was giving his darshan, and everyone was completely satisfied and in ecstasy. And finally Indra came to his senses and he was thinking, maybe I made a mistake. Now I realize that this little boy who I thought was just a talkative little mischievous child that was interfering is actually God. And so he became a little remorseful, a little bit unhappy, and at the same time very repentant. And later on, of course, under the guidance of Lord Brahma, he sent one Sarabi cow to come on his behalf and to bathe Lord Krishna and offer a wonderful abhishek. And if you go to Govardhan Hill today, there's a kund there. It's called Govinda Kund. Have you been to Govinda Kund? There's one place called Govinda Kund. And that water is the water that was offered by Sarabi to bathe Krishna. It was actually an abhishek for Lord Sri Krishna. So this is a wonderful festival. I'm practically out of time for my lecture. But enjoy yourself. Krishna consciousness is enjoyable. We have an old saying. You ready? Okay. Write this down mentally. Repeat after me. Spiritual life is difficult. Material life is impossible. Chant Hare Krishna. And be happy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Giri Govardhan ki.